Is someone there? Hello? I could have sworn I heard footsteps. It's okay if you want to show yourself. I promise, I mean you no harm. It's actually been a little bit since I had some company, so it would be nice to talk to someone. I can't believe that actually worked. After all these years of isolation, I'm no longer alone. Before we go any further, though, I must ask, are you here because you're lost? I only ask because this place has been abandoned. What remains is, well, it's in such a sorry state because I'm the only caretaker left. I've tried my best to keep the temple from dissolving into ruins, but one can only be so successful when the building is this big. I mean, it's been just me here for the past 300 years. I thought the world had long forgotten about the goddess. Who's the goddess? You're in her temple. The goddess Nisha? The current monarchy banned the worship of her, I remember that much. They claimed she was leading her disciples down a path of ruin and only piety could save us. Those that worshiped Nisha had to do so in secret. Temples like this, temples dedicated to her grace and beauty and the fact that she is all around us, they were destroyed in worst-case scenarios, or kept under guardianship of someone like me in the best case. With you being here, it kind of gives me a bit of hope. Has the monarchy finally disbanded? Am I allowed to leave? I guess that makes sense. With a family as strong as theirs, I'm sure they have plans to keep hold of the crown for a very long time. One can only hope that their bloodline finds a swift end. Then my goddess will be allowed to return to the light she was once basked in. These puritanical tyrants believe any form of happiness that doesn't come from their approved deities has some sort of a wicked energy. But Nisha? Nisha has never been like that. Nisha welcomes all with light and love. All are welcomed into her embrace. The more the merrier. There was a time when followers of this goddess were plentiful. Did you know that this temple used to be one of the most popular places that people worshipped? Mm-hmm. We had dedications, ceremonies, rituals, parties, feasts, really anything you could think of. We performed it. This place was once full of life, but sadly, that has been stolen. When the current monarchy outlawed worship of Nisha, people stopped visiting here fairly quickly. Offerings were the first things to stop, actually, followed by the feasts. Without offerings, we couldn't hold feasts. Without feasts, there were no parties. No parties means no ceremonies, which means no rituals. She became a false god, one that people can only worship in secrecy. That was the final nail in the coffin, so to speak. Once she became someone to be whispered about, folks decided it wasn't worth the risk. She might be a loving goddess, but She's not approved by the monarchy. The monarchy has more of an effect on her day-to-day life, so everyone abandoned her. And by forgetting about her, they forgot about this place, leaving me alone for only the stars know how long. Has nothing really changed? Is it really all the same shit as before? I can't lie and pretend that makes me happy to hear. I really thought someone stopping by was going to be the sign that things were going to return to normal. That maybe I wouldn't just be left here. It's starting to make sense that you just stumbled into this place. I don't think this place has been marked on a map in over a century. Once upon a time, it was called the Immortal Sanctum. Just the name alone was enough to conjure images. I always wondered why it was called that, but in my time away from society, I've realized that the immortal part refers to a guardian. I have another 600 years of my duty here before I'm released back into the spirit world. Then another kitsune will take my place, guarding Nisha's most sacred temple. You wouldn't happen to be interested in learning more about the goddess, would you? I understand that religion isn't for everyone, but Nisha isn't someone who likes to meddle in our lives. She only enhances them. Do you really think that the goddess of hedonism wants to torture her worshippers? That would be antithetical to our practices. Nisha has never been anything malevolent. The only reason she was outlawed was because she wasn't as pious as some of the others. She was not above taking physical form to hang out with us. She would come to us in her dreams just to chat about life. She cared for each and every one of her followers as if they were the most important thing in the world. In a way, we kinda are, since gods only have powers if we believe hard enough. Unfortunately, she hasn't been talkative as of late, mostly leaving me to my own devices as she schemes, but I trust Nisha will tell me the plan in due time. We talk a little bit here and there. This is actually my first conversation outside of her in about 100 years. Huh. Wow. It's really been a long time since I saw anyone. 100 years. Anyways, for now, I will do what is my duty and guard the temple like it was asked of me. Maybe I won't be so alone for a few days. Really? You'll stay? Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously, it makes sense that you would take a few days to explore this place. If you don't mind me asking, what is it that you do for a living? You adventure. Now it's starting to make sense why you had no hesitation stepping out when I called for you. You were ready to end my life, weren't you? I promise you, I have no ill wishes to you, and the thought of harming you has never crossed my mind. Honestly, I was just excited to have someone to talk to. Maybe I'd gotten my hope up a little bit that things had changed, but I never truthfully believed it. I know better than to get my expectations up like that. I'm sorry. I truthfully don't mean to be a downer. I've just I've had a lot of time to myself lately, and I'm sure you know how dangerous that can be. When your day is dedicated to tending to something that people don't care about anymore, you tend to feel a bit overlooked, you know? Most people don't even know I exist. I've been forgotten about, just like my goddess. If people knew there was a kitsune here, I'm not sure if that would attract more visitors or if that would bring hunters my way. I'm not sure how the world outside of these walls works anymore, and I don't know if I would even be accepted into society as a monster who worships a forbidden goddess. There's no place for me in this world, so I stay here, bound to my duty, doing what I love most. I won't keep you here any longer. I'm sure listening to me talk about my goddess isn't the most exciting for you. You already told me you weren't really interested in learning more about her. You can explore the temple as you see fit. I'm not gonna stop you. If you need anything, I'll be right here. Just be careful not to touch anything. There are a lot of wards and traps. You get the idea. But before I let you go, I was wondering, would you tell me your name? It would be nice to know what to call you. How lovely. I've gone by many, many names, but my most recent one was Blush. I think it's the one that suits me best. What do you think? I'm glad that you seem to agree. If you need any help with exploring, feel free to ask me. I've set up everything personally, so I know what everything means. Do you have a question about something? Oh, yeah. So those above us? Those are just some friendly spirits that give us light. Don't worry, they're plant spirits. They can't really see all too well, and they don't feel the urge to move because they're plants. I ended up switching to plant spirits from animal and people ones because those just got way too difficult. Animal spirits always wanted some sort of attention, and then the people spirits would start talking, and I would never be able to concentrate. The plants seem to work best, and they give everything a kind of green hue. It's pretty, isn't it? I've always liked the subtle smell of petrichor that it leaves behind. Is that all your questions? So, what you're actually walking towards is an altar. That is where we used to leave offerings for Nisha. The most common types of gifts were flowers, wine, and really anything associated with the color red. During the day, it was a place for the townsfolk to make their daily prayers, ask for blessings from Nisha, maybe even get blessed by one of the priestesses. Every evening, the altar was cleared and the items were brought into the back where someone would sort through everything. The others would be setting up for the night ritual. Since Nisha is the goddess of hedonism, she won't accept just regular prayers. She wants her followers to always be at their best. So every night, we would take turns taking care of each other, making sure to dedicate it to Nisha. I could show you more closely what the ritual entails if you're curious. It would be nice to do a proper dedication ceremony to my goddess. I'm sure she would be very appreciative as well. Maybe offer some gifts as compensation for the little power boost. Would you like to try it?